Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are in the midst of a flurry, not just of cold weather and maybe the Ravens losses and bye week and all that, but a flurry of crab cake activity. We have started the tour at Coco's this week, as well as with our friends at Fadley's. We're going to be there on Wednesday. We're going to be at Amici's the following Tuesday, the 17th, with a whole bunch of city folks stopping by. Friends of mine that live in the city, they're like, "You're doing a crab cake tour? They don't have a crab cake there." I'm like, "Shh, don't tell anybody. It's a crab cake tour. It's the holidays." I think we're going to get Nancy Longo to come over and make us crab cake anyway, but we're going to have the Pawnee Rotundo. And then on the 18th, the big day, we're going to be doing our big Christmas party at Costas. And I just got confirmation that my 89-year-old music teacher from middle school, Mr. Statham, is going to be playing the piano with us for the holidays. We're going to have some sing-alongs. So I'm working on that. John Martin is working on all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He gives us these Raven scratch-offs to give away. I'm almost out of these. By the time maybe we get to Costas, I'll have some peppermints or some golds or something like that. But also brought to you by our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare, putting us out on the road, eating crab cakes, having fun. John, I kicked this thing off at Coco's, and it's sort of annual now that it's eggnog, Coco's in the city. All the stops this month are in the city before we get to Costas. So I feel like there's something about friends, conviviality, Thanksgiving leftovers, football, cold weather. It feels like I live in Cleveland or Buffalo, or maybe not Buffalo. I saw Buffalo the other night, but it feels wintry, and it feels like a really good holiday season we got here, except for what happened to the Ravens the other day. We're not going to talk about that.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, isn't it, Nestor?
It is everywhere you go.
You know what? And you talked about holiday tunes there. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite holiday? Something that when you hear it, you says, "Ah, it's
Okay,
Christmas."
so this is there's several kinds of Christmas. I'm glad you brought this up because it involves Engelbert Humperdinck. There's several kinds of Christmas. There's my mom's, Bing Crosby at, my mom was born in 1919. So like that kind of music, Burl Ives. Oh my. Like you hear it every year now. Even like my grandkids will hear that for the rest of their lives. But I would say modern rock, like the Billy Squier Christmas song or the Bryan Adams Christmas song. I like the Mariah Carey thing, but only after Thanksgiving. In a general sense, and she's in town this week at CFG Bank Arena, so let's go hear Mariah sing. But I like that it comes and it goes, Christmas music. I like that on December 26th, we put it away. I'm not big on playing it in October, but I like all of it. But I like modern. I think when, do they know it's Christmas time? I'm a child of the 80s, right? So, like, modern Bananarama, Christmas dressing, wrapping. I like that stuff. So,
You know, I'm going to go a whole different direction.
go ahead.
I am not a deeply religious person, but I did have some religious roots growing up. And to me, a church choir singing the traditional church Christmas songs is it just it gets me ready.
You
I
like
mean,
that
you know,
European Christmas is what you're saying. That, the European, like the lights, the
well, I'm not in
snow, the
lederhosen or
children
anything. I mean, you
singing.
know,
Hey,
I'm
I'm
not
off.
jumping
It's a
up and
small
down
world
here.
after all, and we can, I tell you what, I pulled up to the Royal Farms. This is a true story. There's no Justin Tucker. There's no, I'm not doing any of that. I've done all that already. We'll do that next week with somebody else. But I pulled up to get two pieces of chicken, and on the way in, it's cold out. Just got off the, we were at Planet Fitness, just going in. And she's like, "Lottery's over half billion. Let's go." And I'm
Yeah.
thinking, I thought about Christmas, and I thought, somebody is going to have a holiday here, whether it's Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, New Year. You don't have to be. It's a half a $1 billion right now. So I know you get on red alerts. Let's start at the top with saying, "Tis the season to win the big one."
Tis the season to win the big one. And yes, check out your mdlottery.com for up to the minute details as those jackpots roll through the holidays. But you know what? We've had some lucky winners this week already. Powerball, and what we call a fourth tier winner. The top tier, actually maybe it's a third tier winner. I don't care. Forget about the
It's a
tiers.
tier, but it's fine.
But it is if someone wins four of the five numbers plus the Powerball, that's a $50,000 prize, which is not bad for the holidays. And we've had three of those still waiting to be claimed. So hold on to your tickets here. If you had the numbers 3926, 3926, 61 and 67, and a Powerball of 13. If you had four of those first five plus the 13, you won $50,000. If
Hold
you
on, the
were in
Powerball was 13? I
a
thought that was
Powerball.
unlucky, 13. That's a the Powerball
Well,
was 13. That's a luck. See,
it
people
was
that are
lucky for
weird
these
about
three
lucky
people.
numbers and superstition and all
Yep.
that, they wouldn't choose 13 as a Powerball.
If you were in Prince George's County at the Landover Hills Exxon in Landover, if you were in Anne Arundel County at John's Liquor and General Store in Pasadena, if you were in Montgomery County at the 7-Eleven in Tacoma Park, please check those tickets. Come visit me. We'll have a little eggnog. We'll sing holiday tunes.
50 grand in eggnog is what I would say for you. If you that part of it for my wife, when she goes in, we always have like that moment that you, as the executive director of the Maryland Lottery, want us having, which is we win the big one. What are we going to do with it? And my wife is always like, she's always checking the tickets and making sure everything's good with her app. And I think she just really hopes us to win the 50 grand. She knows about these tiers down and thinking there's a better chance of that. We had three of them the other night you're looking for, right?
That's right there. I just read them. There you
This
go. Three of
happens a
them.
little more often than we think, I guess, is what you're saying. You don't have to win the big banana to win 50 grand on Powerball.
I think most people listen. First of all, if anyone's listening, but most people who are listening or watching us will take $50,000right before
I
Christmas.
won't
I
ask
don't
how
think.
much the tax is on it. I won't do all the stuff
No,
that I have to do with Leonard Razz when I'm here. John
don't
Martin
be
is
a
here.
Grinch.
He chestnuts roasting. Do I sound like a Grinch? I mean, I'm singing Christmas songs here. It's coming out of the
Wow.
sky.
Is that what that is? Okay, I didn't know what that was. I thought I might have a little interference in my headset here.
Listen, I don't want to talk football with you or anyone else this week until we play next week, but I am holding these Raven scratch-offs. I will be talking some
Yes.
football this week on the Maryland Crab Cake Tours. We get this thing rolling. We're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA this week talking to Dan Rogics. But everywhere I've gone, the Justin Tucker thing, obviously 8-5, a little disappointing. But I know the contest isn't disappointing when it keeps on giving. And I did say, and I think I told you this 2 weeks ago when you gave me the winner's name, that they were going to be involved in the Eagles game. And I said, you don't want that for touchdowns. You want the Giants game for touchdown. So I am feeling like there will be prosperity this week at MetLife Stadium when the Ravens get going again. But
Yeah.
these are still happening, and I'm still giving these away. And people are like, can I still win top prizes?
Absolutely, you can. You can come to visit me personally with your winning ticket. I'll be happy
I don't
to
have a
hand
winning
over the
ticket.
cash prize.
I don't have a winning
Well,
ticket.
if you don't, if you have a non-winning ticket, you may enter them into our promotional second chance drawings for the Ravens. Just go to mdlottery.com and get the details or use your app. That you may download and click on that for ways to understand how to get into a My Lottery Rewards program because you're eligible for things like the Pass for Cash game day experience where you will have a Ravens alumni on your behalf throw a football through a target and hopefully win some cash prizes. You could be the fan of the game. Unfortunately, Mr. Richard Rhodes was that for the Eagles game. He won $1,000 for being selected. He got $1,000 for each of the two touchdowns. But you know from experience over the year, over the season, some people have been fortunate enough to win $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. But Richard Rhodes, again, he'll take that for the holiday season. As well, leading up to our grand finale, right after the Super Bowl, of our season tickets for 20 years. We are still collecting finalists for that big event. You can check out all the details at mdlottery.com. And well, even though it's a bye week, we are working feverishly in the last four games of the season here to make sure everyone gets their opportunities for second chance wins.
If anybody goes back into the archive of these conversations, probably about 8, 10 weeks ago, I gave you a hard time and I said, let me get this straight. So the Ravens get stopped at the 3-yard line and they kick a field goal. You know, the winner, wah, 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 doesn't get the $1,000. And I was trying to like egg you on, and then you tried to make me pay for it, which I mean, hey, you know, you're the executive director of the lottery. And I said, you know, every time we have the greatest kicker ever. And when he kicks field goals, we should be giving extra. Give him $500 for a field goal. I think I made that point erroneously, obviously, on my point, especially when you wanted me to pay for it. But it is kind of unfortunate when we don't score enough touchdowns, or if you're the home run riches winner on a night when they don't hit any home runs, or they get a tough pitcher.
Okay. Is there a question in there for me? I wasn't sure in
I'm
the
just
rant if there was
complaining. I'm just
some.
being a sports
Okay.
guy, is what I'm being,
Well,
you know?
that's all right. You can be that. You can be a lottery guy too and talk about
You
winners
know
who
what?
go into stores. Hey,
I
have you
want
heard
to do.
anybody ever cheer for you? I mean, physically cheer for you in a grocery store. Has that ever happened to you?
Not in a grocery store, no. Never in a grocery.
All right.
No, never in a
Well,
grocery store.
boy, there's a story there I'm not going to go into right now. But you know, we had a winner who plays a scratch-off game called Joker's Wild. It's a $5 scratch-off game. Top prize, $50,000. Really a big fan of the game. She's won a few bucks along the way in the duration of the game, and said, "Boy, one day I'm going to win that $50,000." So she put it out there. She
This
put it
is the
out in the
branding from the
universe.
television show, right? Joker's Wild, same branding.
Not
I think no.
really, but no,
Okay. I'm just
but
trying to think if it
yeah,
was
no,
because I
that's a good
remember that
point.
show was fun. But keep
Yep,
going.
yep, 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 yep. So she matches her numbers on the ticket, wins a $50,000 prize, takes it to the food lion, where she verifies that with the store clerk, and she gets the great news. A lot of excitement, and all of a sudden, spontaneously, the employees are cheering for her
And it wasn't
as
like her
a lottery.
birthday or anything.
No, well, she was a big lottery winner. They were clapping, having a good time. I don't know if anybody cracked open any eggnog. I'm not going to go there, but
They had it there, I'm sure,
they
at the
had
food
it
line.
there. If anybody felt so lucky to say, "Hey, let's pass this around." But yeah, I mean, that's a fun story, isn't it?
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I love the story last week where the guy went in and found out that the winning ticket was sold there and thought he might have bought it, ran home and got it $2.9 million
Yeah.
later. So the winning stories are great, but I'm always into the branding of these tickets. So you just mentioned Joker's one. You have a whole bunch of like winter ones. They are not scented this year. The peppermint payout, it's gold outside. But you also have like sort of the monopolies back, right? Like there's a Magic 8-Ball. We talked about this, but there's all of these different games, I guess, that have colors. And I know when I'm in Costas and I see them in the machine, I see them all. I would think that people have they pick their game and they play their game, right? I mean, and Ravens fans love this thing. I'll say that. Whenever I give it out, scratch offs are multiple and all give you an interesting way to play.
Part of the challenge with our product development team is when they look at a product plan for the next 12 months, you can pretty much pencil things in that are for sures. The Ravens ticket, yeah, you're going to have two of them. This year we have for a $2 and a $10 ticket. Some years we've had different price points. Sometimes we've varied the prices. You know, you're having a holiday lineup. We look for things like a Monopoly or a Magic 8-Ball, things that may resonate with various players from either a nostalgia or a contemporary Game of Thrones. You know, things that are out there that resonate with various factions of the public, because you don't want to get so static or boring or predictable that it's the same thing, because that's how you disengage. A playership. That's how you disengage from your fans.
Is
So
that why
you want to
you
make
took
sure.
away the gingerbread and the peppermint scented this year? Because you didn't want me to get too. You want me to want it again next year when you roll out the mocha chocolate Swiss beverage.
I cannot disclose the secret sauce on that. I'm sorry. I
Well, I
can't
want
answer
my
that
ticket
question.
to smell like an Andy's candy when I get it. But I will say this: whatever the incentive is inside, and look, I worked on a newspaper when I was a kid, so every night we were trying to write clever headlines, catchy headlines, meaningful headlines, emotive headlines. I'm a writer. So like in all of this branding stuff, I try to have a good time. Like the Justin Tucker thing with kicking and chicken and like all the things that was going on this week, that if I ran the Baltimore Post or the Baltimore Daily News or had the tabloid headlines, I could come up with that. But I love this one. And I hope that they get a little extra something in there, the John Martin Maryland Lottery. It's cold outside, like I'm trying to come up with little winter things here to try to be clever because there would be no higher honor than if I come, you wouldn't even have to pay me. If I came up with something that you actually used, that would be the highest honor ever because I would know it was really good. But so I'm going to try this year to come up with something.
Okay.
But the
Yeah, I would.
scented part of the holidays, as your partner, friend, consumer, Maryland citizen, concerned taxpayer. We need scented tickets next year, John,
Well, I've told you, and you don't believe me, that the $10 snowflake tripler does in fact smell like snowflakes.
John Martin is the executive director of the Maryland Lottery. He is performing on Friday and Saturday at a underneath of a very, very bad comedy club. Take the stairs down and keep going. We're having a good time around here. I know you get winter time, things sort of slow down a little bit. There's a lot of holiday parties, but spin the wheel and all that kind of stuff. But you guys get out and do stuff above and beyond being very cold at Ravens games when we're passing for cash and doing different things at various points as well, because it does get to be a little chilly this time of year. But it's also really seasonal, and the lights are out and the shopping's out. My wife and I went out last weekend, and we thought there would be like trouble parking like the old days and all. I think the online things, but being out and being a part of things, the lottery loves doing that this time of year, especially with these cool
Yeah, we
times.
are very, very excited about a first-time effort for us. Not only for us, but for the for the state of Maryland, the Maryland Holiday Light Spectacular, which runs from December 12th through the 30th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, an outdoor event. That's it's a half-mile walking trail illuminated by Christmas lights. There'll be opportunities for food, for music. We will be there on Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th from 5:30 to 10 p.m., where you can spin the wheel, win a prize, come by and say hello, have a little eggnog, and enjoy that. So we're really looking forward to that one. That's, like I said, new for us, but more importantly, it is the first, hopefully annual, the first annual Maryland Holiday Light Spectacular.
Read that to me again when it starts up, because I did not. This is the first I've heard of it, right?
Well,
So,
because
and
it's
I'm
the
thinking,
first.
well, my wife and I, sometimes we drive around. We were up in the Philadelphia area, and there was something like this that we saw off the side
Yes.
of the road, like, 5 years ago. And we're like, and we've been to Hershey Park for lights. And, my wife loves going to 34th Street. My wife is actually attending the Mount Vernon lighting on Thursday this week. So, I mean, and
Very
it's
nice,
always
very
chilly.
nice.
John, my people are from the equator. Aparicio is my name, right? So, like, I once it gets below, let's say, 55, I
Yep.
don't really like being outside. You know what I mean? Like, I'm, yeah. So, like, she likes being outside in the cold, and I don't. So she's doing it, and I'm like, have the cocoa. I'll pick you up, warm you up, get you nice gloves. But it is winter time here. Get on out. Enjoy that. That is available beginning like almost now, right? That the Timonium event.
Starts December 12th, so
12th.
next
Okay.
week,
All right.
through the 30th. Yeah, just check it out
We might
online.
go do that. That sounds like a fun time. That's nice.
But yeah, it should be a very, and just for reference point, my people are from Cleveland, and it's cold 12 months out of the year, and I don't like it when it's below 55 degrees. So I don't that just kind of shot your whole theory there about
Does it weird you out that any time I think of you and see you, especially in one of those kind of cardigan sweaters that you wear as the executive director of the Maryland Lottery, that I do think of A Christmas Story and Ralphie and the Christmas Story house, and I've been to the house, and I've been to Cleveland a million times and all that. But there is such a thing about your people in Cleveland that you sort of own Christmas a little bit, and owning A Christmas Story. It's kind of cool in that way, I think. I wish that story were in Dundalk. If it were, I would own it,
And it's fun, and I'm sure there have been occasions in your illustrious career where you've actually been or seen a movie shot either on location or recognized after the fact. So a lot of those scenes were not clearly shot in Cleveland, but some of them were. The exterior of the house,
The parade scene in front of
the
Higbee's, a tower
parade.
that there is a plaque with the Higbees.
Yep.
If you go, if you just take the RTA from the airport into the city and walk up into the middle of the town square in Cleveland, for anybody that's never been to Cleveland, you walk into the set of A Christmas Story, and it still looks sort of the same, in some
Yeah.
sort of black and white way, So then it is kind of neat, I think, that
It is.
Cleveland's been a part of my Christmas for the last 35 years, because you see it, and it's very obviously Midwestern and Clevelandy in my mind.
Well, yes. Well, thank you for that. And it's also Midwestern-y and Clevelandish. Winning money.
Okay, go ahead. I was going to bring up that Ohio State Michigan thing the other day, believe me. I
No,
was going to leave that
please.
alone. That
There's
was not very Midwestern at all.
There's nothing there to talk about. But again, you can go to mdlottery.com and check these out for all the details. But I like some of these. We have a Washington D.C. fan, resident who came across the border, all the way to Maryland from the district, and won over $30,000 on racetracks, and very popular game. And it's going straight to his grandkids' education. Now that's a very Christmassy thing to do, isn't it?
Racetrack
Especially for a
thing messes
grandfather.
me up when I see it because it looks so realistic. You know, I see it when I go into classes. I saw
Yeah.
it last week. I was out at Greenmount Station. We did the crab cake tour out there. It's an amazing. I could see where you would sit and play that and feel. It doesn't look like Atari when I was a kid. It doesn't look like Breakout.
No, that is for sure. It is not like that at all. But again, lots of winner stories. MDLottery.com. Love the one again about the woman getting a cheering section there at the food line on her winning ticket. And again, watch those Powerball tickets if you're one of the ones we talked about. You know, it's also the time of the year, just to be serious for a second. We always remind people with the holidays about the responsible gaming efforts, and particularly when it comes time to gift giving. We do provide resources all year long, but especially at the holidays, we want to remind parents and adults that please, giving kids lottery tickets is not a good idea. Lottery tickets are for adults, they're for players 18 years of age and older. And it's unfortunate, but we know from historical perspectives, I know my family grew up with it, your family grew up with it on your wife's side in terms of the patterns of behavior. But we now know that from early years, unfortunately, some people can be affected by that, and it can lead to problem and addictive behaviors further on. It's just not, there are lots of options to give gifts to children over the holidays. Lottery tickets should not be one of them.
Can someone give me one, a stocking stuffer or office gifts? These have made fun sort of office things for folks, but everybody's got to be of legal age. And I have that. Listen, when I'm at Greenmount Station last week, when I'm at Fadley's, there's always it's the market. There's always young people around, and I'm like, can't give you one, sorry, but I will be giving them to you if you're at Coco's this week, or if you're at Gertrude's at the BMA with Dan Rodericks and my cousin John Shields. We will be at Fadley's next Wednesday. I think Seth from the lottery is going to join us over to Amici's as well. I got a lot of great friends coming down to Amici's to join us on the 17th. That's going to be a great one. A little baseball theme going on there, and then on the 18th we will be at Costas. I will have Raven scratch-offs giveaway, but I am hoping to hit Roz up and get some. It's gold outside because I just like saying that, and because none of them are scented, even though he's trying to sell me on this snowflake being scented. John Martin, the executive director of the Maryland Lottery, you know, I would say that's a little white lie or a fib because the snowflakes are white lies, but I'm going to leave that alone. I hope you have a great week. I don't think we're going to get together again before the holidays, so I hope you have a great holiday. I know the Browns are going to be where the Browns are when we get there. I just hope the Ravens survive the holiday. 3 games, 11 days, kind of craziness. And before I leave you, just one sports thing, because you brought it up last week. Jameis Winston's post-game press conference when he throws interceptions, there's nothing like it. It's the best in the business, John.
No one realizes they're going to win anything of consequence, but no one can deny. I think the entertainment value is off the charts, pre, during, and post. He is worth the price of admission, isn't he?
The Browns have had a lot of quarterbacks, right? I mean, the Flacco thing was a sensation. Look, you're old enough to remember when Don Strock was a sensation. You were Strocking around the clock in Cleveland when I came out there 1 year in my Oilers jersey. And, you know, every Brian Sipe and Bernie Kosar and just through all of that. But this Jameis Winston thing for the modern era and for how many people watch the Browns every week, everywhere, and his post-game press conferences, and clearly his, you know, devotion to you know, to his convictions and to God and the things he says, but praying to stop throwing pick sixes, I should say. That's an all-time quote. I mean, that's quote of the year. It's just great. I will see you maybe later in this year. At least I hopefully see you sometime before. But if I don't see you, have a great holiday, and I'll take good care of Doug. I hear there's a great Raven scratch-off winner story we're going to have next week as well. And by the time Seth gets to me down at Amici's, this Raven Steelers thing's going to be on fire. You know, so we got a great month of football around here. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
John Martin, Executive Director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, with non-scented holiday tickets, but still giving away great prizes. I will have some Raven scratch-offs here. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is back out on the road. All the deets up at BaltimorePositive.com. Bye week around here, but not really for our conversations. Lots and lots of things going on. Lots of great guests with varied conversations through these holidays. As I said, it's going to be conviviality, friendship, and a lot of food and a little bit of eggnog. It's BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.